again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. And I am your Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and the queendom of Islam. The way to peace, the way to the tranquil, peaceful waters of noon through obedience to the Most High. Shalom and peace. We are attuned, sisters and brothers, and we have been commissioned to call the forces, to call the forces together. To call the forces, the invisible forces in our lives, so that we may bring order out of chaos, order out of turbulence, recreate, reinstitute, regenerate the governments and institutions of this earth, take them over, turn them over to Jehovah, the existing one, Father and Mother. So now, in St. Matthew, was it Matthew? In Luke, Jesus begins to tell those two men from Emmaus about how he had to suffer. And this is science now. This is the telling of the hydrogen sun, Atum, going into the southern portion of the zodiac. Remember we talked about that a session or two ago. Going into the southern portion of the zodiac, the sun going into the south, and everything being cold, the zodiac that is represented in those fall and winter months represent going into the lower regions of our construct, going into our lower passions. See, south of the equator represents south of our waist, our belt line. Those regions south of our belt line represent our stomach, our male and female organs. These represent passions. Sex, sexual actions feed into passions that are natural. Appetite, eating. These are passions that are natural. These passions are represented in the southern portion of our structure, south of our waistline. So the sun going into the south and suffering the fall and the winter, the fall of atom, the fall of the hydrogen atom is the fall of man, the fall of Adam. And so now we are in the fallen state. So we are thinking and conscious and aware of our fallen state. And we want now to take control of our fallen nature. And as the sun moves through the southern portion of the zodiac, taking control of all the characteristics and the attributes, and then coming out on the other side, that time of Easter, now the earth juxtaposed to the sun no longer wobbles. I love this science with all of my heart. The earth wobbling, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us about this science, the earth wobbling represents the wobble in the nature of man, which is not the original nature, but is a modified, genetically modified nature, an original nature. The word sin has to do with not being ourselves. Our original self, every human being, no matter the color, our original self is the self of the Almighty, as we in the waters of Noon are originally one and a part of the Almighty. And so the wobble represents the sin nature and us not being ourselves. But when that sun around Easter came back, gaining strength, now there's the even of day and night. These are even now. Half the day is night, half the day is day, meaning for a time it was more night than day. It seemed like it was just a few hours of daylight. But at this time, the spring equinox, daylight and night are equal, and the earth ceases to wobble for a time. Now the rays of the sun can permeate every facet of the earth. And so this is us as the human being ceasing to wobble. We have captured our nature. We have conquered the southern regions of our structure, and we are not wobbling. We are resurrected. We are taking on new clothes, new thinking. And so that is how Jesus is giving us the science of the Son's suffering. He suffered, but now resurrection and no more wobble in our nature. See how that science teaches us what we're supposed to know? Now, we had a lesson on May 4th. Jesus resists temptation. And the lesson begins Deuteronomy chapter 6, 13 through 16, telling us not to go after other gods and other goddesses. You say it didn't say gods and goddesses. Well, that's because we don't normally look at the African Hebrew. Although we start in the Greek in the New Testament, we go back to the African Hebrew. And so when it says in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6, not to go after, let's see, ye shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are around you. So the people around us are the wicked ruling class and ruling families. See, every human being is a god and a goddess. Every human being either has good god goddess spirit or bad god goddess spirit. In other words, there are energies that are good and righteous in the universe. Looking at E equals MC squared, looking at the word energy, which is symbolized by the letter E in Einstein's theory of, or equation of E equals MC squared. Energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. When you research the word energy, it says usually positive spiritual force that, paraphrasing now, permeates the whole of the universe and causes the life and animation of all people, all things, all beings, and all animals as well. Why did the definition say usually positive spiritual force? Because unusually, that which is usual is natural. That which is unusual is not natural. Unnatural. The opposite of usual is unusual. The opposite of natural is not and is unnatural. So the unnatural, unusual spiritual force is a wicked. I don't want to say negative, because in the atom you have the negative charge and the positive charge. You need negative charge and positive charge so that we may have energy. You all that understand energy know that science. The proton is the positive charge. That's the Y chromosome masculine. The electron is the negative charge. That's the X chromosome mitochondria DNA feminine. So you need negative feminine to be united with positive masculine the negative and the positive charge coming together gives us energy. So we're not talking about negative like that. So rather than say negative, I want to say wicked. So the wicked force is the unusual force. The good and positive force is the usual spiritual force. The usual spiritual energy or usual energy is positive. The wicked energy in the universe is unusual, not natural. So when the scripture says, don't go after other gods and the gods of the wicked ones around you, it's teaching us metaphysics, sisters and brothers, quantum physics, metaphysical science, that we must be able to judge spirit energy. Understand when a president or a prime minister or a leader or a corporate leader or any leader and even ourselves, understand when something has happened and causes us to act on wicked energy. That wicked energy is not usual to the universe. Aberration, abnormal, not normal. And so the other gods, to follow after other gods, you have to research the definitions of these words for yourself. But when you research these definitions, after and other, it is teaching us that there are energies that cause delay of that which is good, that cause us always to be behind that which is good. When we go to seek justice from this wicked system, they always defer justice, delay justice. You're always never with justice, but always just behind justice. Justice and righteousness and truth always seem to be just out of reach. That's because these technicians that run this system, they run the system on the wicked energy, the wicked spirit energy. Spirit and energy are the same. They run the system on the wicked spirit energy of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So don't go after these other gods and goddesses. You go after the Lord God, which Lord is Jehovah, and the God after Lord God. It says, hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one. Translate that. Hear ye, O Israel. Jehovah, your Elohim, are one Jehovah. Jehovah is the existing one, father and mother. Elohim are the gods and the goddesses. They are one Jehovah. This means that all of the universe and all of the fixtures, when you research the definition of Elohim, it means all the universe, all the fixtures of the universe, all the bodies of the universe, planetary, star bodies, all the bodies, and all the thoughts and imaginations of the Most High. All of these are the Elohim. And Psalm 82 and 6 tells us that each and every one of you and me and us, we are also Elohim. We are the Word that has come into the material universe through the mechanism of Christos. And we are Elohim, but we want to be the good Elohim, not the bad Elohim that delay truth, justice, and righteousness. So don't go after the wicked Elohim. Go after the righteous Elohim. Study the science of sun, moon, stars, and planets, and understand that we taught that the Spirit of the Almighty permeated all of the material universe. We're back to E equals MC squared, because spirit is energy, and Einstein said that E, or spirit, or energy, equals MC squared. And the MC squared, the M and C squared, represents all the waters of noon, all the material realities, all the fixtures of the material reality of the universe. See, the spirit permeates everywhere in the NC Square. The energy of the Almighty permeates everywhere in the MC squared, in the C squared. Speed of light, 186,281 miles per second. Squared is 186,281 miles per half a second. So now, with that as a backdrop, we see that Yahushua, Jesus, in chapter 4 of Matthew, is to be tempted. Jesus resists temptation. He resists temptation. The temptation was to go after the other gods and goddesses. Go after the wicked spirit energy in the universe. That is unusual energy, abnormal energy. Don't go after that. Go after the righteous, positive energy spirit of the universe. And so Satan, the opposer and adversary of all that is good, all of this is symbolism of the sun, S-U-N, Aton, going through the southern portions and regions and whatnot. Now you have to take control of your passions and your urges. And so this is symbolism of you and me and us, and how we are tempted by the system. The system will say, oh, you're hungry. You want to eat? Take this job. Go kill this person. Take this job and sing something nasty and denigrating to the people. Take this job, president. Take this job, senator and congressperson. Take this job, corporate head and corporate leader, and do evil and wickedness to the human family. Take this money. Ah, you know you need to have money. You know you need to have a place to stay. You know you need things. Take this money. Take this job. Take this mission for the CIA. Take on the uniform and go kill someone. So we are faced with temptation. We are faced with the temptation from the system to destroy the human family and destroy our own poor working class masses of people. Jesus was led by the Spirit, and Spirit is energy. So Jesus, Yahushua, was led by the energy of the universe to go into the wilderness. And the wilderness, the word wilderness in the New Testament and the Old Testament, when you look up this word wilderness and see all the definitions, it teaches us that the people are forsaken, like the woman is forsaken by the husband and is now a widow, divorced, put aside, cast aside. Children now susceptible to all manner of wicked and wild things and mannerisms in the system. And the land that is wilderness is forsaken by the husbandmen. And so the husband forsaken the wife, the woman. Children messed up. The land forsaken by the husbandmen. Land wild and crazy and thorns and thistles and all types of bestial behavior and whatnot. And so the people are the same. We are like the land. We're ready to produce goodness and righteousness. We're ready to give birth to that which is good and that which is truthful. But our husband has forsaken us. Our husband, the president, the prime minister, the mayor, the governor, the senator, the congressperson, the king, the queen. See, you can be a female in this definition and be the husband. Because if Hillary Clinton were to have become president and she continue her thinking and ways, she would be, whether no matter what she did, she is looked at, if she were to become president, she would be the husband of the people. It's the office that is the husband. Not the man or the woman, but the office is the husband. So if it was Hillary, and let's say Hillary Clinton were to take office and do the same or worse than Barack Obama, then she too would have forsaken we the people, the wife, the woman of the president, the husband. So this teaching causes us to understand scientifically what is going on. We're the wilderness, forsaken. children wild, messed up. The wilderness is full of all manner of wickedness and wild behavior. And so Jesus went into the wilderness to think on these things, to think about the suffering masses of the people, to think about how the husband scribe, husband Pharisee, husband Sadducee, husband Herodian, the husband Caesar, the husband the Roman Senate, all of them forsaken the people. And so Jesus, Yahushua, is going to be tempted by Satan, the opposer. And Yahushua is going to show us how to pass the test. The opposer, Satan, says, if thou be the Son of God. Why did he say, if thou be the Son of God? Because the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were teaching Caesar as the Son of God. Well, all of us are sons and daughters of God. That's no problem. But the problem becomes how Caesar used and manipulated such thinking to get over his program to destroy the human family and steal and thieve land, wealth, and resources. Caesar was preached as the Son of God, bringer of civilization and peace. And we know that Caesar abdicated the reality of being a son of God by bringing death, hell, destruction, colonialism, and slavery. And so, the question to Jesus, if you be the Son of God, because Caesar was promoted as the Son of God. Check Richard Horsley. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. Jesus and Empire, I think that book is one of the books written by Richard Horsley, Jesus and Empire, all of his books. And he talks about how Caesar was the Son of God, bringer of peace and civilization and so on and so forth. But in reality, he was not acting like a son of God. And so the devil said to Jesus, Yahushua, I have the kingdoms. I can give them to you. Bow down. Worship me. And the word kingdom, royal power, kingship, dominion, rule, not to be confused with the actual kingdom, but rather the authority to rule over a kingdom. And so what Satan is saying is, I have used Caesar to take control of all the lands, all the territories, all the kingdoms, all the regions, and I will use you like I used Caesar if you bow down and worship me. What does that mean? That means begin to oppose the Most High and begin to oppose the people and begin to make the people like a wilderness forsaken without a husband. But Yahushua was strong, and Yahushua is teaching us that we are the Atum, able to call our nature to the fore, able to call our atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons to give birth to life and existing and living, and tune into that science. Yahushua said, no, worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But that him should be him, her. Because Jehovah, Yahuwah, is father and mother. Numbers chapter 11. Begetting is father. Conceiving is mother. And Elohim, these are the gods and the goddesses, the positive spiritual energy, spirit force in the universe, all over the universe, the spirits of the Almighty, all over the universe, gods and goddesses. So worship the Lord is Jehovah. So that means worship existing. You get in tune with existing and living. Get in tune with creating institutions and governments and corporations and organizations that are in tune with existing for all. Get in tune with the Elohim, the spirit energies, gods and goddesses, masculine and feminine, that are in tune with existing. Get in tune with every element on the table of elements and understand that hydrogen is the base root of all the elements and tie into that science and become attuned Christos. Tune in to existing and living and being and reject death, hell, and destruction. Then we move to the next lesson, which is titled Jesus' Mission on Earth. What is Jesus' mission on Earth? The mission on Earth is Atum. Remember what we said, the waters of noon. At that day and time, we were all one. We were all peaceful, tranquil, without form, void, darkness upon the face of the deep. Waters of noon, no boundary, no barrier. All one and peaceful and tranquil. And it was there, Jeremiah 1 and 5, that the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. And it was there that we made the promise to the Most High that you find in Hebrew. Prepare us a body. Oh, Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, just prepare us a body. We're ready now. Use that Christos mechanism that we as your word may come through the Christos mechanism and take on human nature, human flesh. But we will remember our original human nature. And we will remember that this flesh is your flesh, O Most High Father and Mother. And with this flesh and in Christos, in the protons and the neutrons and the electrons, in the Christos mechanism, as the Christos mechanism, we will make sure that we do your bidding and your mission, which is to call the forces together to promote existing and living for all. Let's take this last break for this session. See you on the other side of the break.